Now I'm talking with Dana Hansen, the Southwest Livingston boys basketball coach. And coach, we'll start with your first nominee for the Dream Team. It's a senior, Mack Anderson. Talk about the season that Mack had.
Well, Mack had an outstanding season. It was very much of a pleasure to coach him this year. Mack is usually every game is good for a double-double, and he proved that to be pretty true in most every game. He led us in a lot of categories. Offensively, he was our leading scorer, had around 22 points per game. Defensively, rebounding, he led us in rebounding at 13 a game, and also led us in assists, 4.6 per game, and then steals, 2.7, and then block shots, 3.3. So he led us in a lot of categories, both on both ends of the field, or both ends of the court, and he was really important to our success, to having a 19-6 record and doing what we did as far as tying in conference. So he's a very humble kid, very athletic kid, good student, and just a really great kid to coach.
Do you know what Mack's plans are for after high school?
Well, he's trying to decide. He's an excellent athlete all around. I know he's had some interest from Northwest Missouri State for football, and Trenton is interested in him in basketball. So it'll be interesting to see what he decides, and I just feel like that wherever he goes, he'll be a success.
All right, and your next nomination is a junior, Chase Neptune. Talk to us a little bit about Chase.
Yeah, Chase was kind of our motor. He did a lot of great things offensively. He could shoot the ball from the outside from three, and he led us in three-point shooting, and he could attack the basket, and was pretty quick. He'd get out on the offense. We had a lot of fast break baskets to him. Usually it was from Mack's rebounds. He was able to hit him just like he would if he was when he was quarterback this fall, and he could hit Chase for a pass, and Chase would score, and that's kind of the same thing that happened with basketball as well. Chase has been a very quick player, good defensively, and gave us some sparks a lot of times in games, being able to connect from three-point land.
It's got to be exciting knowing you're going to have Chase back next week or next year for Southwestern.
Yeah, we'll have Mack was our only senior starter, between Chase and also Patrick Warren, we have a good guard combination there to come back and lead our team.